Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is brought to you by the Boy Scouts of America. Everyone knows that Girl Scouts sell cookies, but did you know that the Boy Scouts have been selling popcorn for decades? You can order online and have it shipped directly to you. If you're not that fond of popcorn, there's an option where you can donate popcorn for the men and women fighting to keep us free. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Again, that's otrwesterns.com. .com/popcorn. And as a special side deal, what I'm going to do is anyone who places an order on otrwesterns.com/popcorn gets 1 month free of the member section on our site. All you have to do is send me your order number and you get 1 month free. Again, for more information, go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates February 4th, 1954, and the title is Cisco Takes Trail. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Cisco Takes the Trail. As his fame spread throughout the Old West, the Cisco Kid was called upon more and more often to help official law enforcement agencies track down criminals. But one of Cisco's most thrilling adventures came because of a situation that he, or rather his constant companion, the fat and jolly Pancho, stumbled on by accident. Our story opens in a small frontier town of Single Oak. Two rough-looking men are standing on the street talking when suddenly...
Hey, Link, who's that hombre just coming out of the hotel?
Wanted the kid?
Yeah, ain't that Mark Donald?
By thunder, it sure is, Walt. I thought Mark went east 10 years ago after we broke up with him.
Yeah, so he did. He got married and settled down.
Wonder what he's doing back out here.
Yeah, I think I know, Link. Come on, let's get on our horses and follow him down the street.
Here.
Hey, remember when we used to prospect with Mark?
Yeah, sure do.
Yeah, you know, I always figured he located a vein of rich paying ore and mapped it, planning to come back later.
Yeah.
Yeah, get
yeah.
out. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's back here now to work that vein, huh?
Yeah, I figure that's why he broke with us, so he wouldn't have to tell us. But we're gonna get that map. Hey, look, him and the kid are just walking by the post office.
Yeah.
If they get out past that row of cottonwoods, we'll grab Mark and take him into the hills.
What about the kid?
I won't bother with him. Yeah, yeah, they're going right out past them cottonwoods. Come on, Link.
Yeah.
He hears us coming, Link. He's turning around.
Let him turn around.
Yeah. Howdy, Mark.
Howdy.
You don't remember us, do you?
Nope. I don't think I do. Wait a minute. Sure I do. You two are Walt Ash and Link Lohr.
Nice of Mark to remember us, huh, Link?
It sure is.
What do these men want, Daddy?
Nothing, Ralph. Don't worry, son.
Maybe you got that map with you, Mark. If you have, hand it over.
Map? What map? What are you talking about?
Come on. You know what we're talking about.
Well, I sure don't.
Well, let's go back, Daddy. I don't like these men.
All right, Mark. We ain't wasting no more time with you.
Come on, Link.
Hey,
quit that. Hey. All right, let me get a crack at him, Walt, with the butt of this gun.
You let him alone. Let him alone.
Oh.
Oh, you... Daddy.
Get out of here, Brad. Go on, get going.
What are you...
going to do with him?
Shut up and get going.
Daddy, hey, maybe we ought to take that kid along, too, Walt.
Nah, no, he'd just be a nuisance. Yeah, come on, help me tie this hombre up and get him up on my horse. Yeah. Then we'll get into the hills.
Niño. Why did Niño cry for a kill Pancho, huh? Oh, not good for a small boy to cry like this. Tell Pancho what's the matter, huh?
They took my father away.
Took your father away? Oh, that not sound good, Nino. Who took your father away?
I don't know. Two men.
When this happened?
Just a few minutes ago.
Too bad for the Nino to cry. Pancho is sorry for the Nino, but Cisco will be here in a minute. Cisco go to the post office for the mail. Cisco know what to do. Not cry no more, Nino. Here he comes, Cisco. Here he comes.
Well, there's no man, Pancho, and I... Well, what have we here?
Nino tell Pancho to hombres take his papacito away, Cisco. A few minutes ago, he not know the hombres.
What is your name, boy?
See, tell Cisco. Go on, go.
It's Ralph Donald.
And you say two hombres took your father away?
Yes, right out past those trees. They hit him over the head with the revolver, and then they took him away.
Poor little Nino.
Where did this happen, Ralph?
Right out past those trees.
Have you any idea why those hombres would want to take your father away?
No. They told him to hand over a map, and he said he didn't know what they were talking about. Then one of them hit him.
Cisco go tell the sheriff?
The sheriff is out of town, Pancho.
Oh?
I heard him say he had business at the north end of the county.
Uh-huh.
Let us walk down by those cottonwood trees. I would like to see where the trouble took place. Tell me, Nino, has your father ever been here before?
Well, he used to be a prospector around here.
Oh, then that might account for the map you mentioned.
Look like the troubles happened right ahead, Cisco, and the dirt all kicked up, no?
Oh, that's the place. Daddy and I were taking a walk out here, and the men followed us on horses.
Cisco tell what those tracks mean, Nino. Do not worry now, and Cisco get your papacito back.
Well, do what we can, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Let me see here now. After the trouble, the two hombres rode off to the west.
They took Daddy with them.
Si, Nino. Pancho, uh-huh. You had better stay with the Nino until I get back.
Si, Cisco.
Were you and your father staying at the hotel, Ralph?
Yes.
And Pancho, stay around the hotel. I may want to get in touch with you quickly.
Where'd you go, Cisco? You follow the hombres?
Si, I do. Here's the diablo.
I want to go, too.
You stay with Pancho, Nino.
Then Pancho tells you stories, Nino. He teach you how to crack the old bullwhip.
I'll be back as soon as possible. Up, diablo, come.
I tell you, Walt, I don't know a thing about any map. I never made a map any gold strike.
Yeah, then what'd you break with us for?
Yeah, why?
I'll tell you why. Because you two hombres were stealing my gold.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, you coyote. Just untie my hands and then see if you dare to hit me.
Yeah, sure, I'll untie
him. No, wait, Walt. Huh? No point in that. We got him up here in the cabin. Let's not take any chances. Let's leave him here and go back to town. We'll search his room at the hotel. Then if we don't find the map, we'll come back here and really fix him.
Why, you brethren fools, I ain't got any map. How many times do I have to tell you?
By thunder, I got a great mind to kill you right here.
Hey, Walt.
Huh?
There's a rider coming up here.
What? Is the sheriff?
No. Hey, it's a Cisco kid. He's alone.
Yeah. You stay in here, Link. I'll go out and talk to that hombre. If he tries to come into this cabin, gun him down.
All right.
Ho, ho, ho. What is this,
señor? Nice little cabin you have here.
Visitors ain't welcome. That's near enough. I'll hold it.
You are unfriendly, hombre. But I believe you have a guest here already. A man named Donald.
Never heard of him.
That is strange. The tracks of your horses come straight to this cabin. And nowhere did you stop to let Señor Donald go.
Yeah, pretty smart hombre, ain't you, Cisco? There's such a thing as being too smart. Now get on that horse and vamoose out of here.
I still would like to know if Senor Donald is here, and I mean to know. Good thing I grab your wrist, hombre, before you pull the trigger. Now, I will take that gun. Now, turn around, quickly. You're back to me.
Easy with that gun in my back, Cisco.
Now, with you as a shield, your friend in the cabin will not be so ready to shoot. Tell him to hold his fire. Go on, tell him.
Yeah, you heard him, Link. Take it easy.
Walk ahead of me into the cabin. Go on. As I thought. You, drop that gun.
Hey, better do as he says, Link.
I will take that just to remove temptation from you, hombre. Now, cut the ropes off the senor.
I don't know who you are, stranger, but I'm sure glad to see you.
You are Senor Donald?
That's right.
There you are, Mark. Me and Walt is going to let you go anyway.
Yeah, sure. We were just having some fun with you, Mark. That's all.
A couple of pack rats.
Shall we take them back to town, senor, and turn them over to the sheriff?
Well, I sure would like to. I'll let them go this time. I don't figure they'll try to start anything else.
If they are wise, they will not. However, it is for you to say, senor.
Well, we let them go.
Very well. Then let us get back to town as soon as possible. Your son is worried about you.
Which way they go, Pancho?
We see, Nino. We see. Ho, loco, ho, loco, ho. You stay up on logo and Pancho get down. One trail go this way, and other trail go this way. Let's Pancho see now, Nino. And tracks go this way, and tracks go this way. Which one we follow, huh?
Well, let's take this one, Pancho.
Pancho think we ought to take the trail back to the town. Cisco say for Pancho and Nino to stay at the hotel and wait for Cisco. And Cisco and like Pancho and the Nino right up here.
But I gotta know if my father's all right, Pancho.
See. That's why Pancho say we come to look for your father. And Pancho not want the Nino to cry some more. We take this train and see what happens. Go, Loco, go now. Pancho got a bad idea. We run into troubles. Not do like Cisco say, but the Nino want to see his papacito. So Pancho try to find Nino's papacito, no?
And by thunder, I'll get that Cisco kid for this, Link, if it's the last thing I do.
I'm with you, Walt. Maybe riding to town on this back trail, we can get to town before Cisco and Mark get there. We'll stock up on some ammunition and lay for Cisco.
Yeah, the coyote. When he butted into our plans, he signed his own death warrant.
Yeah.
Say, wait.
Hey, whoa. What's the matter, Walt?
Back into the brush, Link.
Yeah.
There's a horse coming up this trail carrying two riders.
Here, back.
Yeah, this is all right.
Hold up here.
Ooh.
Who is it, can you tell?
Yeah, it looks like the fat hombre that always rides with Cisco. Yeah, that's who it is.
The other one's a kid, Walt. Mark Donald's kid.
Yeah, so it is. Yeah, we're in luck, Link. Sure as shooting, we're in luck.
Hey, you better be careful. It might be a trap. That Cisco's mighty tricky.
Yeah, Cisco's on his way to town by the other trail. Can't be a trap.
Shh. Here they come.
Yeah. So, that's how the story ends, Nino. This little squirrel get all the food. And the lazy little squirrel, he not get no food.
That's a good story, Pancho. Hey, tell me that story again.
Pancho, tell you some other time, Nino. Pancho, I want to tell the same story twice. What's the matter, Loco, huh? What's the matter?
All right, hold it.
Who, Loco?
Pancho, it's the two men. The ones that took my father.
That's right, Squirt. Now we're taking you and this fat hombre.
Who'd you call fat hombre, hombre? You a fat hombre, you short.
Yeah, hey. Shut up and get your hands in the air. All right, now, right ahead of us up the trail.
Ain't we going on to town, Walt?
I am. You're going back to the cabin with this kid and the fat one.
No.
Don't let him get away either. I'm going into town, Link, and this time I figure Mark will hand over that map.
Yeah, Walt. And if he don't, gun him down. Him and that Cisco kid, too.
It looks as if this time the two outlaws have the upper hand, and their plot may lead to murder. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Cisco Takes the Trail. Disobeying Cisco's order to remain at the hotel with young Ralph Donald until Cisco got back, Pancho yielded to the boy's entreaties to go in search of his father. As they were riding up the trail, Pancho and Ralph were captured by the two outlaws and taken to the outlaws' cabin. Meanwhile, Cisco and Mark Donald return to the town of Single Oak by another trail. Now, as they sit on the porch of the hotel...
I can't understand where they can be, Cisco. I'm getting worried.
Pancho almost always does as he is told. It could be as they can run young Ralph for a ride, perhaps out by the river, to get the boy's mind off you.
Well, I sure wish they'd get back.
Tell me more about this map those hombres wanted, senor.
Well, as I said, there's no map, Cisco. I broke with them because they're a couple of crooks. That was 10 years ago, just before I went back east. But they got the idea in their heads I'd found a strike when I was here and come back to work a mine.
I wish you would let me bring those hombres back to town. I'm afraid you'll have more trouble with them.
Well, if I do, I got a map I'll give them. It outlines some property I was once thinking of buying. I even marked a building site on it. That could pass for the location of a mine as easy as not.
See, that would keep them busy, but... Wait, senor. Here comes one of those hombres.
Oh! Hi!
Yeah, it's Walt. He's got his nerve with him riding here.
Well, Mark, I think you'll do business with me now. I come after your map. And you better hand it over.
You taking my boy?
Yeah, we sure have. And don't reach for that gun, Cisco. Because if I ain't back in an hour, that fat partner of yours...
Well, I got a great...
Wait, senor. I believe this hombre is telling the truth. Let me talk to him. If Senor Donald should give you the map... Would you let Pancho and the boy go?
Sure, we'll let him go, Cisco.
Don't trust this maverick.
We must trust him, senor. He holds the whip hand at the moment. If I were you, I would give him that map.
Well, yeah, I guess it better. Here.
Ah, now you're getting smart, Mark. Is this where the mine is, this cross mark here?
Well, you got eyes in your head, ain't you? Where else would it be?
Yeah, I guess this is it, all right. Yeah, I'll see what Link says. He knows more about maps than I do. So long.
Un momento, hombre.
Eh?
What about letting Pancho and the boy go? You going to bring them back to town?
No, but we'll turn them loose from from where we got them hid, and they can ride back. Ain't that all right?
Si. Just be sure you turn them loose unharmed. Because if you do not, I am coming after you.
Yeah, don't worry, Cisco. All we want is this map. I'll turn them loose inside an hour.
He's going to be some mad, Cisco, if he finds out that's a fake map.
Si, senor, he is.
Ah, here, here, here.
After he gets out of sight, we will follow him. Now, come.
But, Cisco, if he sees us coming up the trail...
There is a chance we will have to take, senor. Oh, diablo. I do not believe for one moment that he will turn Pancho and the boy loose. So we will have to go where they are. Up, diablo. Get up there.
Wish we'd stayed home, Pancho. I wish we hadn't come west.
Not be scared, Nino. Not be scared now.
I don't want to be tied up like this, Pancho.
Hombre, you not need to keep the Nino tied up. He not get away from you.
Shut up, you. I'm running this.
Cisco get here, you not be running nothing. You just be running.
Let me go.
Now look, squirt. No more your yap, see? Keep your mouth shut.
You untie, Pancho. He shut your mouth for you, hombre.
Now keep quiet.
Where's he going now, Pancho?
Pancho not know. Pancho think he go out to look down the trail. See where the other hombre is.
I'm scared. I'm awful scared.
Nah, Nino, no. Nah. You just listen to Pancho. And Pancho tells you the story of the squirrels again, no?
All right, but...
And you listen to Pancho. Was once a lazy little squirrel and a busy little squirrel.
Yeah?
And the busy little squirrel work all the time, Nino. He pick up lots of food. So when the winter time come, the busy little squirrel got lots of food. And the lazy little squirrel, he got none.
Well, what did he do?
Well, the lazy little squirrel, he run up a big tree fast like anything. And he come to the nest of the busy little squirrel.
And the busy little squirrel gave him some food?
Wait, Nino. Not get ahead of Pancho's story. So the lazy little squirrel say, busy little squirrel, lazy little squirrel, he's so hungry. He say, lazy little squirrel got a big empty stomach, like Pancho's. Sometime Pancho tells you how Pancho gets such a big stomach. It's because Pancho like the good food. And one time Pancho eat such a big meal, and Pancho think he never be hungry again. But in 2 or 3 hours, Pancho ready for some more tortillas, frijoles, and another big gooseberry pie. Oh, but that a long time ago, Nino. And now Pancho's stomach empty. And Pancho, oh, so hungry, just like the lazy little squirrel when he goes to the busy little squirrel because he got no food for his empty stomach.
Yeah.
He say, give the lazy little squirrel food, busy little squirrel. And the busy little squirrel say, lazy little squirrel, one time you give the busy little squirrel food when the busy little squirrel hungry. So now the busy little squirrel gives you some food. But remember now, lazy little squirrel, you got to work hard next summer and get yourself food, no? So the lazy little squirrel say, see, I remember. And that whole to the squirrel story, Neil, see?
Gee, that's a good story, Pancho. Show me another one.
Oh, Pancho, I think of another one just now, Nino. And Pancho tried to... Yeah. Listen.
Oh.
Other hombre come back.
Did you get that map, Walt?
Yeah, I got it right here.
All right, let me see it.
Yeah, sure, here it is.
This ain't any map of a gold mine. This here's a land map, Walt, a boundary map.
How do you know? Here, what about that cross mark right there?
What are they talking about, Pancho?
Shh, quieto. Shh, quiet.
They don't mean nothing. Nothing here to tell how to get gold. They most likely gave you this map to gain time. Probably they're following you back up here. We'll go down the trail and bushwhack them. Then we'll come back here and figure out what we'd better do about these two.
All right. Let's go. Hit her.
Did you hear what they said, Pancho?
Yes,
they're going to kill Daddy and Cisco.
Then you, Pancho, hear them. Pancho, try to get loose. Pancho, try hard to get loose. Ay, santo. Not worried, Nino. Pancho not let them.
Let us stop here a moment, senor. Hold up.
Oh, boy.
Look, here on the trail there, Senor Dano. Dust has been rising up there. Now they stop. The amount of dust, I would say 2 horses were coming down. And Pancho and your boy had only Loco.
You think it's Walt and Link then, huh?
I do not know. But I think we had better find out. Get down off your horse, senor.
All right.
We lead our horses over onto that flat. They'll be in the shade. Come on, Diablo. Oh. Ah, senor, there's a path that goes up alongside this trail. We can get up there without those hombres knowing it. But have your guns ready for whatever may happen.
To stop down there, Walt.
Yeah, resting their horses, probably. Long climb up here. When they start out again, we'll be ready for them.
You going to gun them down?
You bet your life we're going to gun them down. I ain't fooling no more with that Cisco kid, or Mark Donald either. If Mark's got a real map, we'll get it off his body. And you fire at Mark, and I'll get Cisco as soon as they show up.
We're showing up right now, Ole.
I do not think you will do any shooting.
I'll take Link's on me.
You place on your saddle?
Cisco, I'm going to kill you.
That may be your idea. Ole! It is not.
Look out, Cisco. Link's going after you with a knife.
Glasses, senor. You spoke just in time for me to hit this hombre on the point of the jaw.
Nice work, Cisco.
Now for this other coyote. This should settle him.
Oh, I swear, Cisco, I never saw two quicker knockouts than them two. Come on, let's get up to that cabin. I gotta know my boy's all right.
Si, senor. After we tie up these hombres, and if Pancho and your boy are not all right, these two coyotes will have a lot to answer for.
Pancho not can get out of this rope, Nino. Pancho try hard for a long time. Pancho not can get out.
Oh, listen. Huh? Those men are coming back, Pancho. I can hear horses. What are we going
to
do?
Pancho, talk to them, Nino. And they let the Nino go and they keep Pancho. Pancho not mine.
You got to get loose, Pancho.
Pancho not can, Nino. But Pancho give the banditos old Pancho got to let you go, Nino. Not worry. Diablo. It's a Diablo, Nino. It's Cisco.
Yeah, and my father. Daddy. Oh, Daddy.
Cisco.
Are you all right, son?
Yeah, but please cut these ropes off me.
You bet he will, those skunks. Cisco, Pancho, not say how glad Pancho is to see you, Cisco. Pancho, glad you get here in time.
See, Pancho, I too am glad that I got here in time. But I do not like this Pancho.
You're not pleased with Pancho, Cisco, no?
No, I'm not pleased with you, Pancho. Mm-hmm. You did what I told you not to do.
Pancho, sorry, Cisco. Pancho never do that again.
I will forgive you this time, amigo. But your carelessness in not obeying orders might have cost you your life.
Sometimes you are thoughtless, Chico, and do foolish things. But always remember, Pancho, I'm proud to call you mi compañero.
Chisco!
Si, Pancho.
Where are we riding now, Chisco?
Well, now that we've seen those two banditos safely in jail, amigo, we'll ride anywhere you say.
Pancho like to ride south, Chisco.
You would like to ride south?
Si, Pancho like to go to see Pancho's cousin Sanchez.
Pancho.
And Pancho not see his cousin Sanchez since Sanchez get married, Chisco.
Oh, I did not know Sanchez was married.
Si, he married Senorita Lolita last month.
Now I begin to understand why you want to see your cousin. You want to sample Lolita's cooking, Pancho?
No, Chisco.
No?
That's the one thing Pancho not want to do. Not want any of Lolita's cooking.
Well, this is the first time I ever heard you say you did not want to eat. Tell me, is not Lolita a good cook?
Man, not with tortillas, Chisco. The first meal after they married, Lolita set a nice table for Sanchez out by the duck pond.
Out by the duck pond, see?
See, and then Lolita bring out the tortillas.
Si.
And Sanchez tried to eat one. He not could chew it. So when Lolita not look, Sanchez throw the tortilla into the duck pond.
Si.
And the duck eat the tortilla, Cisco.
The duck ate the tortilla. Then what happened?
And the duck eat the tortilla, gulp, gulp, gulp. And then the duck sink right down under the water. Gloom, gloom, gloom. Nah, Pancho not want any of that kind of cooking.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Chisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.